This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, speaking with Matt Fedora, founder of Gift of Hockey. How are you doing today, Matt?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. So tell me about Gift of Hockey. I want to know about the company. What's your mission? You know, tell me all about it.
Definitely. Well, thank you for having me. I'm super grateful to be here and be able to talk to everybody. Like you said, the company is called Gift of Hockey. We're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. And we're based out of Chicago, but our goal is to be able to help families all around the United States. And basically what we do is we fund ice hockey, youth ice hockey, for low-income families because hockey is very expensive, as I would imagine a lot of people in New York know. And so what we do is we select kids, and as long as they are maintain a GPA, which is kind of by a case-by-case basis because every kid's situation is different. And so it's important to us that they're, you know, doing well in school and staying active in their community. So as long as they do those things, we fund their ice hockey through their senior year of high school.
Wow.
So that way, hopefully, they can play long enough to have earned a college scholarship and continue their education in hockey beyond just our organization.
That's great. I feel like a lot of kids don't get the opportunities like this. You know, some people don't even think that they could play hockey because they don't have these opportunities. So it's great that you guys are going to be providing these for kids like that.
Exactly. And that's kind of my thought is I know in a lot of low-income families, it's not even a consideration.
Absolutely.
And so that's kind of how I came up with the idea is I always played baseball, basketball, and football when I was growing up. And when I was 13, I went to my cousin's hockey game, and it looked really fun, and I decided I wanted to play. My parents looked into it, and, you know, they had to pretty much sit me down and let me know that it was way too expensive. And so ever since then, it's kind of been my goal to start this company.
This is like a childhood dream of yours coming to life.
It is. It's been, 19 years in the making, and it's finally kind of coming to fruition, so it's exciting.
Amazing. All right. Well, why hockey specifically?
Well, I chose hockey specifically, because I said the costs are, you know, enormous. Equipment's expensive. Ice time's expensive. And with kids growing so fast, you have to get them new equipment almost every year. And for a lot of families, that's just not even an option. And so that's why I picked hockey. And along with that, I feel like the game of hockey has also kind of missed out on a lot of talent because they've been shutting out low-income families for a long time. So not only would we be helping families, but we'd also be able to help the game of hockey become more exciting for everybody.
Awesome. Yeah, hockey is a very exciting game. I personally love going to hockey games. So it would be cool, you know, to have a more inclusive players, you know, inclusive team.
Exactly. Yes, I want to be able to involve everybody. That's the goal.
Absolutely. So I know you said you were hoping to help low income families specifically. What if someone has, you know, what if a kid has a family who just it's not that they're low income, but they just don't really want to put their kid in sports? Would that be someone else you'd like to help?
Well, for us, it's really up to the kid. They can play as long as they want. You know, like I said, Our goal is to fund them through their senior year of high school.
Okay.
If they play for 1 year or 2 years and they decide hockey's not for them, we totally understand. And we want the kids to make the decision that they feel is best for themselves. And, I mean, ultimately it's up to the parents, but we hope that the kids make the decisions for themselves.
Absolutely. I do think it's important as children to, you know, try as many hobbies as possible, as many sports, as many arts and crafts, whatever is your, you know, thing. So what are your next step? I know this is a brand new company for you. It's just getting off the ground. So what do you hope your next steps are with Gift of Hockey?
Like you said, we are brand new. We were just founded in September. So we're just going on 9 months now. And it's been growing quick. But we're really just we're still in the fundraising stages. Our website was just built. Our Instagram is launched. And so we're really in the fundraising stages, and so we're going to be doing a few different promotions. People can check out our website at giftofhockey.com. We'll be doing a T-shirt promotion where with every $20 donation, we'll be sending out a cool T-shirt we'll be doing some silent auctions at local bars, different raffles, and hopefully a lot of different things to get the ball rolling.
Definitely, definitely. So I have a question about, you know, starting a new business, because this is a business, even though it is a nonprofit. During a pandemic, how did that work for you? What kind of challenges did you face?
Well, what's interesting about that is the pandemic actually gave me an opportunity to sit down and really put it together. Like I said, I've been an idea of mine since I was a kid. I've just had so much going on that I've never really been able to sit down and do it. And with the pandemic, not working as much, I didn't want to come out of the pandemic and not have been productive. So this is what I did.
Sure. All right. That's great. I love when, you know, you can actually accomplish stuff. I mean, going through a pandemic is super hard, but you are out here starting nonprofits for underprivileged kids. That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to be very impactful one day.
Definitely. So I know you said your website was giftofhockey.com and your Instagram is giftofhockey.
You can find us at both of those places. The website is just www.giftofhockey.com. Instagram is at giftofhockey.
And this is
those
where...
Really the only two... Oh, I was... So those are the only two platforms that we have right now. But we will be launching a YouTube channel probably within the next few weeks. So that'll be fun and exciting to get out there too.
What kind of content are you going to put on your YouTube?
So with the YouTube, we're going to be doing, it's going to be a lot more of a kind of promotional content. It'll be more like sports-related hockey videos. There'll be prank videos. There'll be trivia. There'll be, we'll be going to actual, you know, playoff games or go to NHL games and engaging with the fans and doing, you know, different kinds of promotions with the people at the game.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to be trying to keep it fun, lighthearted, and at the end, we'll remind everybody that, you know, we have this charity, and we'd love your help.
So you kind of want your YouTube to be like a place for any supporters of the Gift of Hockey, or even maybe the kids that you help, let's be like a little community there. They can go there, they can laugh, they can watch games, they can learn techniques, right. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And the YouTube won't be all dedicated to just hockey material. I'm a huge sports fan, so there'll be funny stuff, interesting stuff for all the sports on there. That's more just to keep everyone engaged and, you know, lighthearted and a little bit more fun than just the business side of it.
Sure. Do you have a need for volunteers with Gift of Hockey? Are you looking for people to come out and help with anything?
Yeah, we are looking for volunteers. We have, we'll probably be looking for interns soon. We have a spot for both of those on our website where people can apply. People can apply for help if they're a family in need. You can apply online. You can do all that. You can donate. You can do all that stuff straight from our website. It's pretty easy to manage. So I would love if everybody could go check it out.
And that's also on your website where people can go and donate. And you said that they can get like a T-shirt, they do $20, or you have a couple different ideas with that.
Yep. When you go on the website, the very first thing you'll see is a big donate button. You can click there. You can make a single donation or you can make a monthly gift. We're appreciative for anything. And like I said, for every $20 donation we get, we're going to send out a T-shirt. So
perfect. I want to know, what kind of goals do you hope to achieve within the first year of having Gift of Hockey so people know really how to help you?
Within the first year, really my goal is to fundraise enough money to where I can comfortably start reaching out and really start helping the families. Up until this point, it's been mostly coming out of my pocketbook, which is fine, but I'm not at the point where I can fund it all myself.
Of course.
So at the end of the year, I'm hoping to have fundraised enough where we can, you know, really run our business and really start helping families the way I'm seeing it.
Perfect. All right. And then within, I would say, 5 years, where do you see this business going?
It's a little ambitious, but I just texted my dad the other day and I said, within 5 years, we'll be a multi-million-dollar company and we'll be helping thousands of families.
Can you repeat that? Your phone just cut out when you said that.
Oh, yeah. So it's a little bit ambitious, but I just texted my dad the other day, and I said within 5 years we'll be a multi-million dollar company, and we're going to help thousands of families.
Hey, ambition is what's getting these kids in these skates and helping them chase their passions.
That's what gives me life and keeps me going towards what I want to do.
Well, I love to hear that. Matt, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you for having me on. I thank you for everybody for listening, and go check us out, giftofhockey.com.
You can follow them on Instagram or go to their website, and they would appreciate any donations, volunteers, anything that you'd like to contribute.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, and that is Matt Fedora, founder of Gift of Hockey. Thank you, Matt.